Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. Yes, this is Power Hour Prayer with the Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD, Double Portion Blessing. God is working miracles, signs, and wonders. Tell a friend to tune in to Power Hour of Prayer. Now we have music for you, you, and you. Wait till Jesus comes. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I am going to wait until Jesus come. Hallelujah. Why? because the storm is passing over.
Hey. say you through. Somebody say, how did you know that the Lord would see you through? If you turn to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, down in the 31st verse, there let me know. He that waits on the Lord shall renew all your strength. Shall mount on wings like an eagle. Shall run and not be weary. Walk in that thing. And I want to
You may be going through something you don't quite understand, but God will see you through. And you know what? The Lord will make a way somehow.
Tossed and driven, ready by an angry sea. When the storm of life is raging, and the fear is falling on me, well, I wonder what have I done to make this race so hard to run. Well, I say to myself, so take care as the Lord will make a way somehow. Said the Lord
will make a way somehow.
No, he will.
The Lord will make a way somehow.
No, he will. In a world of sin, didn't have no peace, no peace within. Pick me up, turn my life around, place my feet on the solid ground. And
the Lord will make a way somehow.
No, he
will.
Will
make a way. Somehow, yeah, somehow,
we've
the Lord will make a way somehow. That's the kind of God that we serve. He's with you no matter what you're going through. No matter what's going on in the world, the Lord will make a way somehow. No matter what the doctor say, no matter what the lawyer say, no matter what the judge say, the Lord will make a way somehow. Even if you got that slip to be evicted from your home, the Lord will make a way somehow. When you can't pay those bills on time, the Lord will make a way somehow. When individuals are lying and calling you everything but a child of God, the Lord will make a way somehow. He said he'll be with you. Always. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. My sisters and my brothers, the Lord will make a way somehow. All you got to do is trust him. Trust him. Lean not to thy own understanding. He will lead and direct your path. The Lord make a way somehow. You don't have to know how he's going to make that way. All you got to do is trust him. Thank you, Jesus. God is truly good. Yes, the Lord will make a way somehow. And I believe him. Do you believe him today that he's making a way out of no way? Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Father God, because you woke us up this morning and started us on our way. It wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't someone touching on the shoulder. It wasn't a loud noise outside your home. It was nobody but the Almighty Living God. He breathed another breath of fresh air into your lungs. Thank you, Jesus. He allowed your heart to beat. Thank you, God. He opened your eyes that you might see. He allowed you to use your limbs, your fingers, your hands. He allowed you to walk to the bathroom this morning. Thank you, God. He kept you safe from the fires, the floods, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, the thieves of the night. We thank you, God. We give you the praise and the honor and glory on this day and the days to come. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We praise you right now for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you, first of all, for your son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. We thank you, Father, because he suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, past, present, and future. We thank you, Father, right now for blessing us with that agape love, unconditional love of Jesus Christ. He could have came down from the cross, but he didn't. And we thank you right now. We thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We lift up the name of Jesus. We glorify you and magnify you and not man. We are keeping our eyes focused on you. We thank you because you said in your word that we are to pray without ceasing. You said in your word that if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will heal from heaven and heal the land. We thank you, Father God, for hearing us this morning. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. We're not going to worry about tomorrow. And we thank you for yesterday. We thank you for our trials and our tribulations. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you for our food and our clothing, our homes. It may be one room. It may be an apartment. It may be a house, a row house. We thank you right now, Father God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you for the little things. We thank you right now. But the blessings and the way that you bless us is big to each and every one of us. And we give you the praise, the honor, the glory right now. We thank you because of who you are, not because of what you've done or what you're going to do. We praise you for who you are, a magnificent God, a holy God, a powerful God, the healer, the deliverer. We thank you, Father. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, we thank you right now. And we thank you, Father God, because we trust you this morning. When we can't trust anybody else, we can call upon the name of Jesus and turn every situation over to you. We thank you, Father. You're a magnificent God. And you're a holy God. We thank you because we're in the world, but not of the world. We have a transformation of our minds. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. We're going to keep our focus on you. Thank you, Jesus, right now. Get your eyes off of the things of the world. Focus off the negative things. And focus on the positive. Focus on how God is blessing you, how God is keeping you, how God has granted you another opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you for forgiving us of our sins. We thank you right now. We're not perfect, but we're striving for perfection. And we give you that glory and honor right now for forgiving us of our sins. And we're going to forgive someone this day for what they've done to us. Yes, we are. We're going to forgive someone right now. Before we go any further, we're going to forgive individuals of what they've done to us. And you know all about those situations. The battle, hallelujah, glory be to God, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And we turn those situations over to you. We turn those people over to you. You know all about it, Father God. That's why we could turn them over to you and forgive them. As you said, Father God, as you hung on that cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And we're going to forgive them before we go any further on this day. We're going to forgive others of their sins. You know exactly what they've done. Don't worry about it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless your holy name. We lift up your name and give you the honor and the glory on this day. We thank you, Father, for healing. By your stripes we are healed. We thank you for deliverance from drug addiction, alcoholism. We thank you, Father God, for stopping that individual from putting that needle in their veins, illegal drugs. Stop it right now. Let them be addicted to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father God, for the whoremonger, the liar, the thief, the adulterer, those that are committing fornication. We pray, Father God, for the liar, the thief, the backbiter. We pray, Father God, against that spirit of homosexuality that's coming in and all over the earth. We thank you, Father God, because you made Adam and Eve. And you have ordained marriage for a male and a female. And we're taking you at your word. We come against that spirit, Father God, ask that you destroy it in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You know all about it. We thank you, Father, right now, because you love us, but you hate the sin. You love us, but you hate the sin. We pray right now, Father God, for someone that's about to give up, about to commit suicide. Not on our watch will you commit suicide. Because, yes, Jesus loves you. And he has a plan for your life. And that plan will come into fruition. Stop him right now. Taking that gun, put it toward the head. Take it out of their hands right now. Let them fall on bended knees and yield to you. Take that knife out of their hand. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God, we stop that spirit of destruction of lives. We come against that spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, of destruction. Thank you, Father God, for touching that individual that's trying to take an overdose of pills, that's been cutting their wrists all year long. Stop them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them cry out to you and surrender to you. Let them know, Father God, you know about their trials, you know about their situations, and you're going to bring them through a new life. Let them yield to you. Let them cry out to Jesus and say, Jesus, I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. We thank you right now for that dear child that wanted to hang himself. Stop him right now, Father God. Take that thought out of their mind of committing suicide. It's not of God. You came to give us life, an abundant life in Jesus Christ. And we thank you right now for those young people that have been adopted. Father God, for those young people that now have a home to live in, that someone saw fit to bring them into their home and bless them with the spirit of the Almighty Living God. Let them teach the children that are in foster care the word of God. Let them teach the children as they bring them to their homes that God loves them. Yes, Jesus loved them. Let them show the children love and understanding and grant the foster mothers and adopted mothers and fathers patience and put them in the right home, Jesus Christ, that they will hear your word, they will meditate upon your word, and they will feel the love of the unagape love of Jesus Christ, the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. We thank you right now for our firefighters, them from seen and unseen danger, as they go into the home to fight the fires, in the vacant buildings, protect them right now. Give them the strength. Give them the strength and the wisdom right now, God. We thank you for our doctors, our nurses, our anesthesiologists, our surgeons, our nurses' aides. We thank you for them right now. We pray for those in the hospitals, the nursing homes, assisted living facilities. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus and cover them with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for healing. We thank you for comforting. We thank you, Father, glory be to God, for all of our postal workers. Sister Greta, we are praying for you as you walk the streets on a daily basis, as you drive the postal trucks on a daily basis. Protect them, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. You know who they are. We thank you for them being faithful as they walk the streets in the rain, the snow, the sleet, and the hail, in the heat, in the cold weather. We thank you for our postal workers in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Our UPS workers, we thank you, Father God. Those that are driving the Amazon trucks, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, as they come into territories that they may not know if they're safe or not. Bless them, Lord, and let them do right with the packages that they're delivering in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We bless them in their travels. We thank you for our pilots. We thank you for those flying the planes on a daily basis, driving the trucks with food to deliver into our supermarkets. Protect our truckers. Strengthen them and guide them and lead them. Let them eat properly. Let them get the sleep that they need as they travel the highways and the byways. We thank you, Father God, for those that are driving the trains, the conductors. Replenish them. Restore them. Keep them safe. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus. We are praying for you, Aaron. And we thank God for restoring and giving Aaron his jaw back. God is able. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. We thank you for Conductor Aaron, who's driving a train on a daily basis. We thank you, Father God, for restoring and giving him his job back. We thank you, Father God, glory be to God, hallelujah, for Joseph driving the buses, the MTA buses in the cities, in the counties, the yellow buses in the counties, in the cities. Touch the drivers and the helpers that are on those buses. Protect them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Protect the children that are on the bus. Innocent victims, as the children go to school. Father God, protect them as they travel on the highways and the byways. Those that are in schools, colleges, and universities. Those that are in trade schools. Bless our children and our adults that elect to take a trade. We thank you, Father God, for organizations that are making a way for our kids and blessing them with jobs that they stand in need of. We ask that you go into the prisons, touch every prisoner behind the prison bars. Let them fall on bended knees and yield to you, the Almighty Living God. Let them say, I surrender to you. I give up my old way of living, my old thought pattern of stealing and lying. Touch him right now, the rapist. Touch him right now in the name of Jesus, that he will not rape another male or female. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Touch the burglar, that he will not rob or break in or steal. Touch, Father God, glory be to God, those with mental illnesses. We come against bipolar, paranoid schizophrenic disorders. We come against depression and stress. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus on each and every individual that suffers from mental disorders right now in the name of Jesus. Touch their mind in the name of Jesus. Regulate that mind right now, that there be no confusion in their mind in the name of Jesus, Father God. Come against that spirit of mental disorders. It's not of God. We come against depression, stress. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We pray, Father God, that a change will come in their minds, that they have a new mindset. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. We thank you for healing those individuals right now, that they will no longer walk the streets and sleep outside in tents. But God, let them yield to you. You said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Touch those individuals with mental disorders. We come against that spirit right now. You can change them. They will no longer be confused, not knowing which way to go. Touch them as they're dismissed right now from the places where they've been staying, the shelters. Father God, let them sit and be still. The food that they need to eat, the clothing they need to wear. Take them off the streets in the name of Jesus. Regulate their minds. We thank you right now for delivering some right now from mental illness, mental disorders. Regulate their mind in the name of Jesus. If they need medication, we pray over the medication that they're taking, that their minds will be regulated. And they no longer want to live on the streets in the name of Jesus. You have made a way for many of them. You provided them with food and shelter and clothing. Take them off the streets in the name of Jesus. They will no longer have that thought pattern of I need to be on the streets. Let them trust individuals. Our young people that are homeless, touch them right now. Let them be obedient to their parents, their aunts and their uncles and their loved ones. Bless them with a spirit of being obedient. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Let them be obedient to you. Let them receive you as their personal Savior. We thank you right now because you told us to pray without ceasing. And we expect, Father God, the hand of God and move of God upon our lives, on our jobs, in our careers, in our homes. As we walk the streets, Father God, make our streets a safe haven. Make our roads a safe place. Those, Father God, that would have caused destruction, they want to take other people's lives, stop them in their tracks. Touch their hands and have them to lay down a weapon. You came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. And we plead the blood of Jesus against anyone or anything that may want to rise up against your people. Let them yield to you, Father God. Let them yield to you. That disobedient son, that disobedient daughter, let them yield to you. That this obedient grandchild, let them yield to you. Let them cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? And you said in your word, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Save their souls from destruction. Save their souls from the enemy in the name of Jesus. Let them be addicted to the word of God. Let them read your word and study your word to show yourself approved unto God. We thank you for those in the nursing homes that are coming weekly to Bible study classes to learn the word of God so their lives will be made brand new. We pray for all of our doctors, our nurses, our anesthesiologists, our nurses' aides, that they will bless in the nursing homes. It's not just another job. It's ministry in the nursing homes, in the hospitals, as police officers. It's ministry, my dear ones. It's ministry. It's not a job. And we pray over them, Father God, on a daily basis. Our soldiers, our military, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the National Guard, the Honor Guard, the SEALs. We pray for them. They volunteer to protect our nation, and we thank you right now. You said in your word there'll be wars and rumors of wars, and we are praying for those that are fighting the wars, families that they might have left alone. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you'll grant our world leaders wisdom. President Joe Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, their family in its entirety, we pray for them right now that they will yield to you and cry out and say, what must I do? We pray for Kamala Harris, our vice president, and her spouse, her family in its entirety. We lift up, glory be to God, the Pope, the Cardinals, the archbishops and the bishops. We lift up your apostles in the name of Jesus, the pastors, the doctors, thieves. We thank you, Father God. We lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. They will do what thus says the Lord. We lift up the cooks, those that prepare the foods in all aspects, in all areas, in the hospitals, in the prisons. We pray for those that prepare the food in our schools. That'll be nourishment to our students, mind, body, spirit, and soul, and to each and every patient that receive food on a daily basis. We thank you for it right now, for replenishing the earth. We thank you for restoration of the earth. We thank you right now, glory be to God, for all of those that said, pray for me. We thank you right now for you trusting God and leaning out to their own understanding. Those behind the prison walls, let them yield to you. Hallelujah. Let them yield to you that the prison will become a place of worship. Thank you, God. Change will take place in their lives. We pray for the warden, those that protect those individuals in the prison, that they'll do the right thing, the prison guards. We pray for them, the chaplains that go into the prison and go into the hospitals. We pray that you will share the unadulterated word of God. We pray for those that's been molested sexually, those that's been raped. We pray for them right now that you restore their lives right now as children. We pray for them. We pray for the prostitutes that are walking the streets, that they'll have a change of mind, that they'll yield to you and trust you. Deliver them, Father God. Deliver every prostitute that's walking the streets in all parts of this world. Deliver them in the name of Jesus. We pray for the men and women that are picking them up in their cars. Stop them in their tracks. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. You can do it, and we know you can. Deliver them from evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver them from evil. Yea, do they walk through the valley of shadow death. We thank you right now. You saved someone from that bullet that was flying near them. And those individuals that have lost loved ones still call upon the name of Jesus. Still see the glory of the Lord. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ, not on the troubles of the world. And we thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to glory him, glorify him. I don't want no rocks crying out for me. I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare a spirit of peace, a spirit of love, that God will bless you with abundance of love. In the name of Jesus, drive out that confusion right now from that individual's mind. Put the spirit of peace in their heart, their mind, and their soul. Let them hear from you, and let them listen with their heart. We thank you, Father God, for those that have a heart of gold, those that come against the enemy, that stand up for what is right. Strengthen them and guide them and lead them. Let them be leaders and not followers, but let them be followers of the Almighty Jesus Christ. We thank you for raising up true leaders. We thank you for those that are crying out to you and saying, what must I do to be saved? Call upon the name of Jesus. Cry out to him. Surrender to him. And we thank you for saving someone's soul right now under the sound of my voice, for blessing someone with a home for themselves and their children. They'll no longer roam from place to place to place to place. Bless them with a home, Father God, that they'll stand on solid ground. Bless that troubled mind in the name of Jesus, that they'll do what thus saith the Lord and not yield to the enemy, not yield to the ways of the world. Let them depend upon you. Let them cry out to you in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift up your name on this day. Guide us and lead us and direct us. We thank you right now because your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. We're crying out to you for someone. We're interceding for someone that need to be still and know that you are God. We thank you right now for working out that financial situation for an individual right now and let them do right with the money that you're blessing them with. Let them pay their tithes and their offerings unto God. Let them give up that 10% that you're blessing them with. God loves a cheerful giver. And we thank you right now for blessing the kingdom of God. We thank you right now for replenishing and restoring all that they have lost for your sake. We thank you right now, glory be to God, for blessing the temple of God. And your body is a temple of God, male and females. Your body is a temple of God. Keep that temple clean. Thank you, God, for marriages, a male marrying a female that was created in the image of God. Bless that marriage right now in the name of Jesus. Bless that marriage right now. They have been obedient to the word of God and the spirit of God. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, because they have to work on that marriage. Every day is not going to be a day of sunshine. Let them go through their trials and tribulations. Let them cry out to you, husband and wife. Cry out to Jesus Christ. And you do what thus saith the Lord. And let our children know that you honor marriage, a male and a female. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. You honor marriage. We thank you for blessing our children with friends that are Christian friends, that know the word of God and study the word of God and preach and teach the word of God. We thank you for raising up our young people to become evangelists, pastors, ministers, missionaries, carrying out the work of God all over the world. We thank you for our missionaries and our evangelists. We thank you right now that are traveling, carrying your word throughout the world. We thank you right now for Archbishop Alamasi and King Alamasi. We thank you right now. Bless them. Continue to allow her to be creative. We thank you, Father God, right now that she'll do what thus says the Lord and continue to be obedient to the Spirit of God. We thank you right now, Father God, for the men and women of God that are being obedient to the Word of God as we lift one another up and not bring one another down. You told us to pray. We told us to pray for our enemies, and we pray for them with a clean heart, a loving heart. We thank you right now, glory be to God, because you're telling someone this too shall pass. We thank you for lifting up your people as we go forth on this day in Jesus' name. Touch every home as they lie in their beds, in their sick beds. Touch them, someone's son and daughter right now. Let them know that God has a way that's mighty sweet. As the song say, he's sweet, I know. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Get that bitterness off your tongue. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you right now for blessing us with our right minds, keeping our minds focused on the positive and not the negative. Father God, for our enemies and those that despitefully come against us. But we know, Father God, that your ways are not our ways. So we put them in your hands. We can't change people. We put them in your hands. You see all and you know all. And we turn every individual, every situation, our health, our minds, our spirit, and our souls over to you right now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. We pray in Jesus' name. No other name but the name of Jesus. There's something about that name, Jesus. And somebody ought to cry out and say, Jesus today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus. We glorify you. We magnify you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, stamp your approval upon our minds, our spirits, and our souls, our conversation, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift up the name of Jesus. No other name but the almighty living God. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Power Hour Prayer, praying with you. God is able. Yes, he is. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Trust him. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for that peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank God for his finished work. We thank God we're able to invite the universal Christ into our presence. Thank you, God. We have ways to invite the universal God, his Christ presence, into our life. Along with the intimate Christ mind, yes, you should have the Christ mind. You're a Christian. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You're no longer carrying out those conversations that you did when you were a non-Christian. Christ consciousness or Christ nature is within you now. There's also the resurrected universal Christ present that is available to you. My sisters and my brothers, after the disciples of Jesus Christ saw this resurrected Christ presence in their midst, these previously downtrodden, defeated, helpless men were transformed into the fearless, undaunted, inspired apostles who then uplifted and converted thousands of people to the Christ message in a way that no one has ever been able to equal since. Thank you, Jesus. Because of their sudden transformation, you should now have a transformation of your mind. All things have passed away. And behold, all things become new. Because of their sudden transformation, this previously confused, discouraged, insignificant group converted 3,000 people at their first public meeting. Wow. What are you doing? What types of conversations are you having on your job, in your home, on your phone, texting, emailing? What kind of conversations are you having? What type of messages are you sending out? Twitter conversations are you having? Because of their sudden transformation, this previously confused, discouraged, insignificant group converted 3,000 people at their first public meeting. Are you preaching the word of God? Are you teaching the word of God? Are you sharing the word of God? Apostles, chief apostles, archbishops, bishops, pastors, reverends, doctors, men and women of God, preaching the word of God. They also caused Christianity to spread quickly throughout the ancient world and to continue to spread for 20 centuries. My God, my God, my God. The same resurrected Christ presence that has seen by Jesus' followers after his crucifixion, which transformed them and their followers as thoroughly is still in the ethers of this planet and longs to help you transform your problems into solutions in this modern age as well. He said in Matthew 28:20, lo, I am with you always. That's the promise. Many have seen the radiant resurrection Christ presence in their midst in modern times as it is lovingly ministered to them. Jesus Christ is still Lord of this planet. Yes, he is. God is in charge. God is in charge, not the mayor, not the governor, not the president of the United States, not the pope, not the cardinal, not the king, not the queen. God is in charge. Like the Christ is in, this universal Christ does not press upon you, but awaits your attention and recognition. The world is waiting for you. The world is watching you, men and women of God. The Christ present is polite. He longs to be invited into your life to help you and quickly respond when it is. You got to invite him in. After the time of Jesus, his followers often invited the resurrected presence into their midst by calling, come, Jesus Christ. Come, Jesus Christ. Come, Jesus Christ. Are you inviting him in this morning? Invite him into your conversations. Get Jesus. Invite him into your text messages and to your emails. Come, Jesus Christ, in my life, in this conversation. Come, Jesus Christ. They knew that spiritual man had been given power of choice and dominion over this world, so that it was up to them to invite the Christ presence into his midst if he wished the benefits of his spiritual power. You want the benefits? Invite Jesus Christ in. You get the benefits. There's benefits in worshiping and praising God, studying his word, and living the life that he's ordained you to live. You want the benefits? Invite Jesus Christ into your life and trust him. He will give you that spiritual power that you need. An individual was once lecturing in a hotel ballroom, and they mentioned that they would soon be given a series of lectures on the Christ consciousness. At the close of that lecture, they gave the benediction. A lady attending felt a presence near her right shoulder, looked up, and saw the literal figure of Jesus Christ standing in the midst of the ballroom. Are you seeing Jesus' presence in your life today? Are you experiencing the spirit of the Almighty Living God right in your home, in your car, as you walk the streets, as you jog, as you eat? Do you feel the presence of the Almighty Living God sitting with you at that table, at lunchtime, at breakfast time, at dinner time? Are you feeling the presence of the Almighty Living God in your bedroom? You ain't got to wait till you get into the church on Sunday morning and shout. You ain't got to wait until you go on a Bible study night. You should feel the Almighty Living presence of God in your life, Christians, men and women of God. In another instance, this person had a health problem and had not been able to overcome through prayer. One afternoon, the person said quietly, and sometimes we got to be still. They said quietly while another minister prayed with them about their health. And in her prayer, she invited the healing presence of God, the healing presence of Jesus Christ, to make them whole again. After prayer, she felt relaxed and peaceful and took a nap. As she awakened, she was aware that a figure of Jesus Christ had been standing over her, outstretched hands as though he was blessing her. It was only for a fleeting moment that they saw him, but they knew that the prayer that had been prayed had blessed and had been answered. In due time, her health problems was resolved. Inviting the living presence of Jesus Christ into your mind, body, or affairs brings it. You got to invite him in. Don't be calling nobody up all the time saying, I need prayer. You invite the Spirit of the Living God into your life yourself. Your invitation also invites quiet, peaceful, miracle power. Your invitation invites quiet, peaceful, and miracle power. A woman who was suffering from shingles was unable to attend church one Sunday and was listening to the radio broadcast of a Sunday morning service. Her minister was speaking of the healing power of Jesus Christ. Suddenly, as he described one of the Jesus Christ healing presence in his sermon, the literal presence of Jesus Christ appeared to this woman in her home. Thank you, Jesus. In her home. And she looked at Christ with her eyes filled with love for him. She noticed that he wore an exquisite robe, too beautiful to describe. Then he spoke, saying, "Thank you for loving me. Go tell John." That was her minister. The next day, when she described her experience to the minister, he explained that he had been praying for an appearance of living Christ, feeling it would strengthen his faith and that of his congregation. So he didn't just pray for himself. He prayed for his congregation also. Her experience was the answer to his prayers. As she sat, describing her experience to him, she released or realized for the first time that the painful cause of shingles from which she had suffered was gone. Won't he do it? Having been healed by the resurrected Christ himself. Whoever you are, wherever you are, Christ in his spiritual consciousness is awaiting for your mental recognition. Whatever your objective is, and I pray that it is a positive objective, he will show you how to obtain what you need. If you will only invite his help and presence into your life. The early Christians proved this. As you read the book of Acts of Apostles, you discover that the book is not so much as to the record of the acts of some of the apostles as it was recorded in the books of Acts. My God, the historians have described the Acts, the gospel of resurrected Christ, acting through the apostles. It's also interesting that the physician Luke wrote both the gospel of Luke and the book of Acts. His first book, Luke's Gospel, related the results of Jesus' spiritual power while on earth. His second book, Luke's Acts, related the resurrected Christ's spiritual power as this Christ's presence poured out his power from the ethers through the holy and to the early apostles. It's not a wonder those early apostles seemed filled with the indescribable, electrifying, intoxicating power which quickly ran throughout nature. Isn't it exciting to realize the same indescribable, electrifying, intoxicating power is available to you and me today? That is only awaits our mental recognition in order to pour forth that through us as he heals us, as he gives us that power, as he delivers us from evil. He gives us that healing power, harmonizing power in each and every one of us. Pray without ceasing. Invite the Holy Spirit into your life. The same miracle-working power that the early apostles have, you have today. You can't describe it. Stop saying something told me. If you're a man or woman of God, it should be Jesus Christ speaking to you right now, early in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Let your electrifying, intoxicating power. Someone may think you're drunk. Yes, you're drunk and you're high on Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Let that Spirit of God intoxicate your people this morning, right where they are. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Share with me your praise reports. Your praise reports. Your prayer reports. Send them to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God. God is in charge. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Power Hour of Prayer with your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. God bless you real good.